from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Is less pronounced than alcohol or cigarettes, for example, right? In terms of your health and your, you know. So everybody's going to smoke weed. That's going to be the new thing. And it's not my thing. I don't enjoy it. But a lot of people do. So
we appreciate this PSA.
Yeah, again, from you. We'll see. We'll see on. I enjoy a good airport beer, brother. I mean, that's never going to change.
Airport beers were good when I was the Tigers beat writer.
There's just something different about that. Like I don't know.
Now that joke is expensive.
It is.
So you savor it more.
It's almost like you.
I think that's the thing about the airport beer.
It's almost like you disassociate though at the airport, right? Like you just kind of like you. Nobody knows you. You don't know nobody. You're in a different place.
I don't know what kind of experience that is. I don't relate to that at all.
You don't know what you.
Yeah, that's your. That's you at Tops. What are you talking about?
Me at Tops was just. I have great anxiety. I got to talk to y'all. I got to talk to all these people that come up to me. Like I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do that from 11 to 2. You know what I mean? but no, it's definitely. I mean, that's what they say about the airport beers, that it just allows you to sort of, transport a little bit. But weed's decriminalized.
Very much so.
So it's not like really, it's not the taboo thing to talk about anymore. Everybody smokes weed, dude. I mean, it's just a thing that everybody does now.
I know.
So I don't even remember. Oh, we're talking about Skip Bayless. Yeah, we're talking about Skip Bayless.
Yeah, I mean, this is big news. Again, announced today, he is done with Undisputed. And apparently moving on from Fox, it appears. We'll see what's out there.
Now, Paul Feinbaum just got a new contract. I don't know if you saw that.
No, good for him. ESPN. Yeah. I mean, they'd be fooled. Paul Feinbaum still brings audience.
Exactly right.
He's valuable, and he brings
insight, and he brings good interviews, and he brings, Skip Bayless is just, we know what the stick is.
But you're telling me Around the Horn is on its last legs?
It is.
You're saying that's not a rumor, that's done,
announced. It ain't a rumor. I wouldn't bring anything like that.
So that obviously ain't bringing anything to the table anymore.
Correct.
PTI apparently still is. I know Stephen A's numbers are up. I was just reading about
that. Right.
That's why he's about to get millions more.
That's right.
On his deal. But old Tony Reale and them ain't pulling together anymore. I still like Plachke and Woody Page on that thing, but I'm the old man that keeps it on. I guess it's for the current generation. Now, I think they've done a good job of bringing some young. Courtney Cronin, one of your former colleagues, is on there quite a bit. Don't shake your head.
She's fantastic.
She's talented.
I just can't believe, it's amazing. I won't say I can't believe it, but man, her rise has just been meteoric. I mean, the idea that, like, I remember me and Courtney Cronin used to talk all the time. We used to talk all the time because she was, like, in Memphis a lot because, like, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, those teams were in here recruiting football. Remember, like, the Malik Newman days?
Yes.
The Andre Applewhite days, you know what I'm saying? Like, and to see her, she went from, like, the Clarion Ledger. I remember touring the newsroom with her. Like, she was, like, pitching me to come
down
work there.
Down in Mississippi.
Yes, bro. She was pitching me to come work there. And I remember touring that. And then she left from there to go to, like, she covered the Warriors for
I'm pretty sure went to
Mercury News or something. And it was just off and popping from there. You got that. But, man, the thing that Courtney always did, that separated her from pretty much anybody that was doing anything quite like recruiting back in the day.
Yep.
She was doing so much on camera. She was doing so much video. She was doing so much, like, it wasn't just writing it. It was like she had built a relationship with these guys to where they were comfortable getting on camera with her and talking about their recruitments. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And people loved that. You know, it's what I was doing it. I was writing, right? I was doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I wasn't comfortable on camera. You know, she was absolutely comfortable on camera.
It's on a television path, yes, is what it sounds like. Exactly. It was two different paths, even
that's
though
exactly
same,
right.
Same,
yeah, she did
same
write, but no,
department,
but there's no doubt.
Two different paths there.
And she was the multi, she was, her title with the Warriors was like multimedia journalist, right? Like, it was the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I'm going to go be the beat writer. It was like multimedia. And so, like, I mean, that's what she is. She is radio. She is TV, and it's just amazing that, like, once upon a time, I was almost her colleague at the Clarion Ledger, and now she's way up at ESPN.
I'm surprised how plugged in she gets at all of her different spots,
yeah,
and then we'll end up breaking. She gets news, and I'm not just saying it because she's from around here, you worked with her, or we're talking about her right now, but I'm saying it because it's the case. I go to her now, her ESPN coverage of the Bears, before I go to Biggs.
Yeah.
With the Tribune. Like, she's that good at what she does.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Courtney.
Yes.
No, it brings back some memories.
Real quick, former Tiger Malcolm Rawls is listening. He texted me. I do need to say this. He said his six-year-old daughter's listening, and she's in the back seat saying now that she wants to smoke weed with everybody. There's a time and a place, right? You have to listen to your parents on that. You know, you can't be out here doing it at 6 years old. You
no,
know?
I got a 10-year-old. He ain't smoking no damn weed.
Right, but we're talking. This is more of a conversation that was.
You need to be clear for the kids,
dad,
though.
And you know,
you need
kids,
to be clear for the kids.
You know, kids need to listen to their parents, whatever mom and dad say.
Thank you.
You know, what I'm saying, I do want to make
John
sure.
John just told every kid in town. They're not in a lot of them. Are not in school right
Pot
now.
Pot is not acceptable in my house.
And John said, smoke up, basically.
Yeah, no.
He just told him that. So
again,
we're probably in a lot of trouble. We don't even know it yet.
I do want to...
Thank you, Malcolm.
I do, again, want to remind everybody listening with their kids, and to the kids specifically, listen to mom and dad on that. If you have a question about whether or not, you know, it's time to do that, ask mom or dad, and they'll obviously guide you through that.
Mom or dad is not going to say okay to the kid token.
No, that's what
just I just say. Don't smoke, kids.
Well, it's not my place. I'm not here to parent other kids. I'm not here to parent anybody else's kids. They can make their own decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's, I guess it's safer just say, listen, yeah, mom. But mom and dad aren't going to say, hey, it's okay. Here,
they may
pass the joint to the 10-year-old.
We say don't smoke dope.
Yeah.
Is that illegal to say that?
No, it's not illegal to say that.
I'm sorry, I thought it was.
But I'm not parenting other kids. I can't do that. So I'm just saying, if you have a question about it, kids, ask mom and dad.
Yeah. Make sure she hears this. Keep dope out your veins and hope in your brain.
Yeah. But I think that was more about, wasn't that about like the harder stuff?
And dope clouds out your lungs at six.
Yeah. At six, for sure. I would say that's a little too
early. You got
early.
Her one to chief.
No.
Yeah, I hope you're real proud of yourself today.
No, that needs to be like, a apple juice and lunchbox time. You know what I'm saying? We still have, you have your whole life ahead of you, okay? You have your whole life ahead of you for that.
This show used to have a moral compass.
That's right. Well, I mean, look.
We lost it somewhere along the way, Brad.
Look, I didn't say, hey, kids, go out here and, like, roll up a blunt.
You said everybody.
I just said.
Everybody have a party.
I
think this is the way you
said
it.
Everybody does. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that everybody should or needs to. I just said that that's what the next.
I thought you said it's the new drink.
Well, it is, and I said the next generation. I didn't say the next generation of 5 and 6 year olds. Man, I ain't talking about that.
Let's be responsible.
You know, this is like, I feel like Charles Barkley. I am not a role model. So you know, don't look at me for that. You know what I'm saying? Like I parent my kids. I wouldn't want you to tell me how to tell my kids to do, and so I can't do that for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, weed is known as a stress reliever. So if you know, that's just. That's it's got known benefits to that.
Kids, don't smoke.
Yeah, fair point. Adam Chernoff going to join us at 1:25. Don't gamble either. Don't gamble either. But if you do it responsibly. If you smoke weed responsibly. That is a fair PSA. That is a very fair PSA. Jordan would approve. Got milk type PSA. Adam Chernoff will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the game last night. A win for the Bears.
Sure was.
We wanted to toke up after that one. We'll talk to Adam Chernoff about the preseason and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
ESPN.
Hey, if you got a fast car, get in it and get on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, because you got until tomorrow to take advantage. This is the last week of the summer of 1,000 engagements. You won't hear us talking about it again because it's going away. So you got to take advantage before it does. Buy one wedding band and get a second wedding band half off. Howie Wynn got his hands on a bunch more trips, so you get the free vacation for two when you spend $2,495 or more. I'm here to tell you, you're going to do that anyway. You're going to spend that on a great engagement ring for that beautiful woman in your life that you're going to be popping the question to, and you'll do it from an exotic location with that free vacation. Again, take advantage. He's got choices for every budget. So we're not for every budget. We're not just talking engagement ring here. Anniversary rings, birthday rings, I got the job rings. He's got whatever you need, and he's got all the options. Also, again, Wedding Band Expo in store only. You got to get there before tomorrow ends. See store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com.
Right, we're back. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN. Adam Chernoff is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL preseason, obviously Bears last night. But I did want to get your thoughts really quickly, and I'm going to clear the floor. The Olympic women's boxing. So just go ahead. Thank you. The world is waiting for you to weigh in. So, again, I recognize that. And I do just want to clear the floor for you to have that time.
Very controversial. That's what I got.
Yeah. 5-3-5. No, I'm
just kidding. Did you do the testing?
I don't, for my kids?
No.
Well, for who?
In this this boxing story.
I don't even know how that works, you know, but we do.
Okay, so you be careful because you don't know how this works.
I don't.
Others have had to retract things they've said. So
well, you were talking about opening up the phones.
You want to be... No, nobody talking about opening the phones on this topic.
Man, we live in a crazy time, don't we? We live in a crazy time. But you know what? There's also like a lot of misinformation going on around.
There is misinformation.
So it goes back to the discussion we were having earlier in the week, right? It goes back to the fact that people sort of believe something for so long. Cognitive dissonance is again what we said. So then when I give you the evidence that, you know, this is not what you believe it is, people are unwilling to accept that as evidence because, you mean I believed a lie? My whole life was a lie? Yeah, it kind of is. But, you know, nobody wants to believe that. But we will save that for the prime time. That's the prime time package.
Don't give anything away.
I think we're going to go have Mike Tirico on that one to start the show tonight at 7 o'clock. Listen, in terms of... what's going on in sports right now? We talked about it. Bears and Texans called off. Lightning strike. We're not coming back to finish this game. Tough beat for anybody that had the over. You got to say. Because sports books, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, did not recognize, even though the total was only 30.5, did not recognize that as being completed. And you did not get paid. You got your wager back. You got your stake back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a tough one, Jason. And that's why when we say it's hard to win, that's exactly why. Because even the weather's on your ass.
That's why you don't mess with this stuff in the preseason, John.
Yes.
Oh, y'all talk. Yeah, you and your man Chernoff, who we have on.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all talking about all this opportunity.
Yeah.
You have wacky things happening in preseason games and games getting called because they're preseason games.
That's right.
So everybody taking this serious. Oh, it's got to be four quarters.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is the nature of the preseason, so you know, understand that there's risk involved, maybe perhaps more risk.
Yes.
You've sort of schooled me to believe that there is perhaps more opportunity in the preseason.
Well, Adam,
when you have wacky stuff like this, though,
yes.
I would push back and say, well, this can get you too.
Well, Adam will explain it.
But you got your money back. You didn't lose your money if you'd had the over, right? I mean, you didn't.
You got your money
you
back.
You got it back.
And if you had the under, right, you don't lose.
You don't lose.
Yeah.
And so,
in some
I suppose
cases,
it was handled correctly.
In some cases. Some books, again, paid out the over and took the money on the under. Some did not. Some voided both wagers. So it just depends on where you're at. Did you get a chance, by the way, to find that Zeke video? I want you to do it before the show ends because it's gonna really help your because you know your instinct is to defend the Dallas.
They have to be higher on Dowdle and Vaughn than we are, clearly.
To
think that's what you're gonna do as a 1A option, have as an old Ezekiel Elliott, and I don't need to see the video to know that.
Well, you would
to know that he's at the end. To think that's your 1A plan, it's just that's having no plan.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to believe more than we do in those other two behind them.
Yeah, so that looked rough. Going around the league, Justin Herbert has a foot injury, which is not the best way to start, you know, the season. He's got a injury to the plantar fascia in his right foot. Now, that's a painful thing. I don't know if you've ever had plantar fasciitis, but it is something else. And it will potentially impact him throughout the rest of the season, you know, because it's a nagging thing. When I had plantar fasciitis, dude, I had that thing for like 6 months. You know, and I had to get some this is back when I was playing ball, like every day I had to get some damn Dr. Scholl's, bro.
Mm.
You know, it helped.
Yeah,
but I had to get so they are gonna have to get him some Dr. Scholl's. There's no doubt about that.
But aren't the expectations for them lowered? I mean, we're not going into a season where we're expecting the Chargers and Herbert to be a contender, right? I mean, it is disappointing for Chargers fans, but we're only talking a couple of weeks here. This is not a deal where you're looking at them as it's a rebuild, and it is, and they've suggested that in the way they let their weapons go and everything else. I'm just not expecting them to be even a winning football team this year. But you know you've got the sort of you've got the right start. You would think if you're Harbaugh with a Justin Herbert type, but we have crowned him before he's really proven anything. All that said, I still believe they've got the right guy there, but that had to be stripped down to build in the way that Harbaugh wants to, and that's going to require a sort of step back this year, I would imagine. It's a blow for them. Not as much of a blow to me. You're only talking about a couple of weeks and he's in a booth, and than DeAndre Hopkins, and losing him is for the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize the Titans are another one of those teams where you don't have super high expectations for. They're not even considered a playoff team. Think the win total is at 6.5. But for a Will Levis who's got a lot to prove this year in terms of whether or not he's the guy, you know, possibly not having DeAndre Hopkins for your opener, that's a blow. There's no question about it.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So you got that. Geno Smith has some weird injuries. The Seahawks say they're optimistic about them, but you know, you're hearing some strange things coming out of Seahawks training camp as it relates to Geno Smith. Again, they're optimistic, but again, it says they got good news on his injuries, but and that he shouldn't miss any time. But the fact that they're doing tests on his knee and his hip, like it's like a little, that's kind of out of nowhere. So those are the big ones. Those are the big ones right now. Jaden Daniels taking most of the first team snaps in Washington. I would assume he's the guy. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
You see the news out of New England. They're saying Milton's better than Drake May. Someone had told you Drake May was a.
Wow.
Some told you during the draft, I don't trust him.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because they're going to have
remorse.
They could have traded out of three for multiple.
The Giants were trying to get up there.
The Raiders wanted to get up there. Yeah. I mean, they had a lot
Giants
of interesting teams.
The Giants were on the phone with them, and they said, no, we're going to stand pat and stand pat.
Yep.
I mean, there were plenty of teams that wanted to come up there, and it convinced themselves that Drake May was the guy. Because the Giants had the board. They knew Jaden was coming off second.
Yep.
It was about getting up there to get Drake May.
Exactly.
And it may end up being a blessing in disguise. We'll see. It's very early. And here's the deal, and Jeff made the point. A lot of folks have fallen in love with Joe Milton on a practice field with the way he can slang that thing. I mean, there's a difference between Joe Milton and what he looks like in terms of a combine, how far he can throw it, and then Joe Milton in the game. The Joe Milton who, yeah, can still throw it a country mile, but has no touch on the ball.
Yep.
And so he's sort of, I'm not going to say fooled here because it's so early in the process, but he's looked good and sort of the, you know, in the shorts before.
Yep.
And it's so early, but I will say, man, I have no confidence in whatsoever in Drake May. A lot of folks think Josh Allen. I think there's just as much chance he's bust.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's not a good sign if you're not beating out the quarterback they took, what, rounds later?
Yeah, bro.
Was he undrafted free agent? They actually used a pick on Joe Milton.
I think he was.
They used a pick on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's still an investment.
Sixth round.
Yeah. It's an investment, man. You know, a sixth round pick on Joe Milton.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
You need to be beating him out. It's not a good sign for Drake May there early. I wouldn't. If I'm the Pats, I'm feeling a little unsettled, to be honest with you, that this kid hadn't taken it by the horns.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we'll talk to Adam Chernoff about this.
Cool.
Get his thoughts on this quarterback battle and more. Stick around, Jason and John, Eddie China Fam, ESPN. Adam Chernoff, works at Right Angle Sports, all things NFL, and the RAS NFL team got off. And their 2024 NFL season to a victory. Pretty sharp, all things considered. He joins us now. I mean, that's as sharp as it gets, my friend. First half over, not full game over. That's incredible.
You know, not too bad. It was a good start and hopefully a good indicator of things to come.
Because I assume you liked the full game over as well. I mean, obviously, you know, maybe you don't have to because the cadence of quarterbacks can change, but it's just interesting. I'm just curious that in a setting like that, you like the first half over. Maybe you like the full game over. I don't know. What compelled you to go with the first half over as opposed to the full game?
So a couple things. The first one was how much are we going to get from Bajent because we thought he was going to be the most impactful quarterback. We were a little bit uncertain about what that looked like at the back end of the Bears depth chart. So that made the first half a little more appealing. And then we also thought that Tim Boyle was a bit of a negative for Houston, too. So we wanted to rely on Mills and Keenum early rather than have things get a little messy late. And then, of course, the first half was down to 16. You just don't see totals that low. And so we thought that it was a pretty good spot and turned out to be very correct.
Yeah, no question about that. And what do you make of, some places did pay out. Other places did not. What is your philosophy on when a total is met, a sports book saying, like, for example, like, I mean, that game went either over or under. I mean, there's just no denying it. It went over or under, regardless of the timing. What do you make of the position via house rules to not pay out overs?
Okay, heated topic. I fully agree with it. You should write the house rules, and you should have it stated, and you have to live by that. If you're going to have a rule, have a rule. if you're not going to have a rule, then nobody knows what is going to happen, and there's no transparency. My issue with what everybody is saying on Twitter is that everybody who bet the over should be paid out because the game went over. That's all fair and good right now because it cleared all numbers. But let's not forget, this is a total that moved 4 points. And so if, let's say this game was called 5 minutes earlier before the last touchdown, well, do you pay over 31? Do you pay over 32? When do you stop paying, right? And so it's really hard to just kind of do something to appease everybody as a bookmaker because you have to have a rule that allows you to grade the game properly. And for as long as I've been alive, it's been 55 minutes declares action. That's the way it should be. I don't side with anybody complaining about it. That's what the rule should be.
I'll leave the betting stuff up to John. You guys are the experts, so I won't pull you down. But I am curious sort of, and it's a very small sample size, obviously, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I mean, I know the rules, but it looked so funky last night. I'm just curious, impact of these new kickoff rules on the game itself and whether you think it'll be minimal or we'll see an increased rate that goes significantly up and more explosive plays this year.
We're going to see an impact. The expectation that we have is that it collectively will account for about 2 to 3 points extra.
Okay.
Just because of the average starting field position that teams will have from the kickoffs. Yesterday it looked weird. What I will say in my big opinion is it looked weird because of the field conditions. Almost every single return, when you saw the returner get to full speed, he was slipping when he cut. Mm-hmm. And so there was really bad footing. It's been like that in Canton forever. I don't know how much creativity we'll see from teams in week one of the preseason, but I can see big plays happening because there's not much resistance.
Yep.
Once you get to that sort of new line of scrimmage, if you will, off of these kickoffs. Yesterday, it was every kickoff was getting to the 25-plus, and the returners were losing their footing. So I think we're going to see teams scrimmage close to the 30 and have a big impact.
Yeah, I think
2 to 3 points added.
Just
interesting.
I couldn't agree more. And I love it because, you know, as a fan of the game, it's a foregone conclusion, the kickoff. Like, it's not helping teams get back in the game. It's not adding any drama. But, like, I truly think, like, the team that's up 17-7, you know, in the third quarter that's kicking the ball off now to the opponent, like, they could flip the game. They could flip the game with one return, Adam, and that's not what we have right now. So there's no downside to it, you know, to have this. And I just wonder, you know, so you think it'll add 2.5? You think that's reflected? You think that's something that has to be caught up on in the markets? Like, what do you think it looks like in terms of, you know, that in terms of the total?
The average look-ahead total this year by a sportsbook who set totals for every game all season, the average total is 2.5 points higher than the average closing line on a total was last year. So whether or not that is accounting for the kickoff, whether or not that is accounting for different quirks within the schedule, we'll see. But as it stands right now, totals this year are slightly higher than they were last year. So a lot of that is being, I guess you could argue, accounted for already.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. All right, in terms of the rest of training camp goings on, Justin Herbert has a plantar fascia injury. And, you know, I know the Chargers are saying the right things, that they expect him back. But, you know, you guys have already released Chargers no to make playoffs. I imagine that you don't ever root for somebody to be hurt. You don't ever. That's not part of the equation. But, you know, now that would be a bull case, right? Because this is I've had plantar fascia injuries before, and they don't go away, Adam.
But the difference is that you were not playing high level quarterback.
That's right. That's right. I would have if not for the plantar fascia injury.
Well, it held you back, and that's something that
it did.
Is going to be tough to live down the rest of your life. But you're right. We don't root for injury. You never. It's a weird way to live when you're doing that. But part of betting unders or things not to happen is that you do sometimes benefit from injury. I don't know if there's going to be a big benefit from this, though. It's an injury that if we were in season, he might miss a week based on how it was reported, maybe two. And so the fact that we're still 5 to 6 weeks away from the season, I would think that he's good to go week one.
Where are we at on Titans, Adam? I think the number totals is 6.5 wins this year. They did get some news on DeAndre Hopkins in terms of his availability, at least for week one. I think they sort of lean toward the optimistic side. It'll be ready for Bears. But, it's a prove-it year for Will Levis. I'm just curious, where are you at on Titans, and sort of is this the start of a rebuild, or can they be competitive? Where are you at on Tennessee?
So I had a call with Jim Wyatt, who works with the team and has covered them for 2.5 decades. And what I thought was interesting talking about the Titans with him is that he said this year is the first time in his 2+ decades that he's been covering a Titans team that is not dependent on a single running back working out of the backfield. It's been 20+ years of this team being run first with a running back that they're going to lean on a ton. And this year is just not the case. It's going to be way more passing. It's going to be a much more aggressive offense. It's going to be a team that takes a lot of chances. But I'm down on them quite a bit because I think what they did in the offseason, as aggressive as it was just fill a roster with old, mediocre players that are coming off of injuries, that are coming off of down seasons, and you're hoping that Will Levis is able to tie it all together. I don't think he can do it. And now you add the Hopkins injury in. I mean, he's in his early 30s. Season 12, this is when wide receivers fall off the map for production. And so it's tough to say that a team lined at 6 wins is overrated, but I would say compared to the optimism that you hear about the offense, I think it's going to look a lot worse.
Yeah,
I could see that. I'm on the same page.
That is that is quite interesting to consider. I don't know if you've seen the Ezekiel Elliott video that's floating around. Have you seen it by chance, Adam?
I have not come across it. Was it good or bad?
I pulled one over on you. Now I feel good about my weekend. I beat you to the spot, and that's what I'm going to take into the weekend. But no, you should look it up because it'll make you feel a lot better about your Cowboys under 10.5 ticket and release. He
looking a little big and slow.
There's this drill he does where I can't explain it. It's just like he's running through some device that I guess simulates contact, and he runs through it, and he immediately drops the football and grabs his knees and just looks at the ground for multiple seconds. You know, and so that's the thing, right? It's like, where's the explosion going to come from in this Dallas offense now? It ain't coming from him.
So you're saying that he is as explosive as you were at the peak of your athletic career dealing with the foot injury?
Absolutely. I could 100% go through that drill and get tired, just like Zeke. I feel like he and I are on similar wavelengths now.
Okay, well, that levels the playing field and is some redemption for the earlier comment relative to Justin Herbert. But I don't think, even if he's at 100%, he's not solving the ground game issues the Cowboys are going to have because they still have O-line issues. And there's still a lot of questions overall about the offense. So I really like the under there. I'm going to look up the video and see what that looks like. But I think we're going to see a lot of issues for the Cowboys offensively.
I think my partner would agree and characterize it as he is incredibly high, and I worry sometimes too high on Anthony Richardson and the difference maker and what he can do for the Colts. I'm just curious in terms of your view. It's another small sample size with Anthony Richardson. We didn't get a full season with him last year, but do you see them as sort of a I've chalked that up to, hey, it's the Texans to lose and the Colts won't give much of a battle. Do you see it a different way, Adam? I'm curious on Indianapolis.
In regards to Richardson specifically, if he's healthy for every game this season, he will be in the MVP conversation at the end of the year.
Wow.
Because he's that explosive, he's that dynamic, and if he's healthy, he's probably going to score on his own 11 to 12 touchdowns running. So there's huge potential. Now the huge potential comes with an enormous risk where he's going to have to prove that he can stay on the field in this playing style.
Yeah.
So far through camp, Shane Steichen has said, we're going to run him as much as we can. It's his playing style, and we're going to maximize it. And he referenced Steph Curry shooting threes. He's saying, why are you going to stop him from shooting three-pointers? We're going to let Richardson run. That worries me quite a bit over the course of the season.
Yes.
So a lot of variance with Richardson, but there's no doubting if he is healthy, the explosive nature that he brings to each play, he has the football in his hands, it could be pretty impressive to watch.
Talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports joins us throughout the NFL season to help us get more educated about the NFL.
Absolutely.
We have a little bit of a surprise, it feels, Adam, in New England, with Joe Milton now being plenty talked about as the starter. He was not picked third overall. That was Drake May. He was actually picked sixth, in the sixth round. He was picked in the sixth round for New England, and he is the guy that seems to be taking advantage in camp. What does that mean for the Patriots if it winds up being Joe Milton?
I would be shocked if that's the case. It's, from everything I've been hearing, Jacoby Brissett is starting. He will start in September and October, and then it'll transition over to Drake May. I have not heard anything about Milton jumping up to be the starter. So if that's the case, a wild surprise. I'm fully expecting Brissett to be the starter, and I'm fully expecting the pass offense to be a disaster, no matter who's under center.
So does that mean you'll be looking mostly to attack New England unders? Because they definitely feel like a dead nut under, because their defense is going to compete super hard. Their offense is not going to score. So are you going to be looking at unders specifically with New England all season long?
I would like to, but that's probably going to be difficult because it's something that I think the entire market is expecting.
Right.
So it's going to be tough to go under a 39.5
right.
in the first early 4th into September against that's going to be tough. But I agree with you that that offense is going to be really, really bad. And I would prefer unders. I just don't know if the number is going to be good enough.
No, what was it last year? Amazing year for Right Angle NFL. But like, I don't, there was one bet that you guys, one type of bet that you guys got stubborn about. Maybe it was like Saints overs or New England overs or something. It was one of the two. And I was just like, damn it, man, we're going down this rabbit hole again.
So that was early season Saints overs.
Saints overs is what it was. Yeah.
Fortress.
See, it's amazing. I remember those, right? Like, we had 65% or whatever it was, and I remember the losers. You know, that's how I feel, because they were so unpleasant. That's what it was. The Saints.
Oh, I remember the Panthers game early season, Panthers Saints, and it was
disgusting.
It was horrible to get through. I yes. remember that well.
Yes, absolutely right. Well, I also like to talk to you about regulatory matters here. And again, Adam is our Canadian friend. So some of this just does not, and he should be thankful for this, does not apply to him. But I know you've seen the news that DraftKings in certain states is implementing a gaming surcharge tax on winnings. So basically, depending on the state you're in, like, it would be different if you're in New York versus Illinois, but there's a high tax burden that these sports books have to pay to exist and operate in these states. And what DraftKings has decided to do is pass it down to the bettor. You will now be taxed on your winnings by DraftKings to pay their taxes, depending, again, where you are. Could be 3%, could be as much as 10 to 15%. We don't know. Do you believe, Adam, that consumers will see this, react to this, and go elsewhere as a result of this? Or do you think they're just too dumb to notice?
I hate to call an entire population dumb, and that's not what I'm trying to do by doing this, but I would agree with the latter sentiment that perhaps the vast majority of bettors are too unaware of just how significant the charges being placed on them are, and they're going to continue betting anyway, and DraftKings is going to negate having to pay a lot of these fees, and they're going to come out on top of it. So I really don't think that a lot of bettors know enough, nor are price sensitive enough, that they're going to stop playing. Now, as a bettor and somebody who's been in this industry for 15 plus years, it's an absolute shame that it has come to this. And the fact that there's nobody advocating for the player in this is pretty disheartening and pretty disappointing to see. I would think that if this continues down this path, the optimistic take would be that it encourages competition and other operators to do something different and to provide a better service for the players. I don't know how top of mind that is. And my hope would be that something this drastic and this, quite frankly, idiotic from their perspective, would lead to drastic changes in the industry that would be better for the player. So I don't know how it's going to necessarily play out over the next, let's call it, year and a half. But this is a pretty bad precedent that's being set if this is going to be something other books adopt into, because that is bad news for the bettor, no matter how much you're playing.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely devastating news, and we'll see what other places decide to do. I mean, again, their opinion, and I saw the transcript from the call today. Their opinion is that they think this will have the impact of people are going to call their state legislators, and they're going to complain about the high tax. Don't tax the store sports books this much because it gets passed down to me. I just think that's so ridiculous. I think it's so ridiculous. Like, why would I call the legislator? I'm calling you, man. I'm calling you. You're the one that's putting it on me. You know, I don't want to have to pay your taxes.
100%. And what's kind of bizarre in all of this is obviously limiting of winning players is a massive issue across the entire industry. On the call this morning, the CEO was saying that the tax amount is going to be a nominal figure that bettors are not going to notice. If we think about what that implies, if they're tacking on 3% to all of these wagers, well, if 3% is a nominal amount, then why are all these players getting limited? Because we know that the best bettors in the world are hitting in that high 50% range. He's making it sound like such an insignificant amount, but that's what these companies are fighting over, banning players from winning that much. And so it's another situation where the sportsbook has it both ways, and it's just never fair to the player.
Hey, if you said, listen, we'll tax winnings 3%, but everybody's, you know, limits are, erased, okay, I'll compromise with that. But we, as you said, we know that's just not going to be the case. My hope is that other places do not follow suit because it just continues. And meanwhile, you just live in Canada, you know. Meanwhile, you live in it's the pinnacle. I mean, that's literally it's the pinnacle in Canada, and you're just loving life. So enjoy it, man. Enjoy it in this. And I know you don't care, but your Canadian basketball team just running through the rest of the world, man. 3-0, and you get all the sports books without being taxed. It's good to be Adam Chernoff.
My wife has watched more Olympic coverage than I have, and she is the most anti-sports person I know. So we'll see what happens this weekend. I've got some time at home, and maybe I'll end up firing on some Olympic coverage for the first time. But I will wait for basketball updates from you as we go here.
I'm going to keep giving them to you. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Chat to you soon.
Yep,
sir.
He is Adam Chernoff, who could not tell you anything about Canadian basketball. It is amazing. I respect the hell out of that. Like, my man is just laser
focused. Yeah, he'll leave that stuff, that bubble to you. He's in his own bubble.
Well, I think that's a lesson, right? Don't try to be a jack of all trades. Be a master of one.
Boy, yeah, the lesson you should take the advice on.
100% agree.
Seem like you'd be trying to do WNBA.
I'd be doing
international
WNBA.
International basketball.
Dude, I did TBT the other night.
Mind do TBT.
And I won. Originator.
Yeah, it don't make you an expert, though.
No, it does not. And that is 100% true. I couldn't do it, like, for every game that happens in TBT, to be clear. I feel like I had an edge in that one because I'm like, yo, this Louisville team is cheeks, buns.
Is it Adam that has you so high on Anthony Richardson, or you were already there?
No, I was. You know, I was there. I was there.
Because I can hear the same sort of excitement about him.
I mean, I don't
think
he'll be good enough for
MVP. He's with me, though.
But
Anthony Richardson hadn't showed yet he's not going to run recklessly.
Right.
So that's where we need to get to.
Yes. I am extremely, extremely intrigued by his second season in the NFL.
A lot of people are.
Yeah. Like, his is the one where I'm like, let's see what you got, kid.
Still just hadn't played a ton of football at all.
Exactly.
So we don't know so much.
But, I just felt like people were too quick at the preseason last year to write him off. And because he didn't have a great preseason. But he's got all the tools. And when you have all the tools and you have great coaching, bro, it will click for you. And they got him another weapon. Who is it? Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell. So, you know, receiving room getting a little better. If he can stay healthy, they got a chance. They got a chance. The AFC South will be must-watch television every week because you got four quarterbacks that could be extremely entertaining. I mean, we know one of them could be an all-time great in CJ. So, and Trevor Lawrence, we know, has had great seasons.
I don't think there's going to be much excitement about the Titans in that offense.
I mean, I'm a little higher on Levis than you are. But I do think he'll win and lose games for the Titans. That's the thing. So that probably looks like 7-10 or 6-11. But I think he'll give the Titans enough to give him one more year. That's my guess. But we shall see. We shall see. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, Artie Charter FM and ESPN. Shoot 360. Brand new home. 1375 Big Orange Road. They have expanded with our friends out at Reform Sports. If you want to get better at the game of basketball, that's exactly where you should go. because they've got everything you need. They got the passing drills. They got the dribbling drills. That's where you're going to take your basketball skills to the next level. 50,000 square foot facility, two NBA regulation size courts, three high school size courts,
wow,
four shooting bays. That's how big it is. B-I-G. And, hey, you can become a member at both locations. That's possible. Shoot 360 right here in Memphis.
Yeah, so then you can fall in, whether you're in the Cordova area or you're in the Collierville area. Very important to know the Collierville location, 85 Market Center Drive. They are under renovation, closed until August 5th, and then classes will resume there. And as John said, you got both spots open, and you can take care of business no matter where you are in the city. Give them a call and get that membership. Again, we're telling you it's the future of basketball training, so if you're not a part of it, you're falling behind. 779-3176. Again, area code 901-779-3176. That's how you can get the process of getting your membership started. You might see Thad and Coach Hurd up in there as well. This has got a pretty big vision here. But you can keep it small. Just want to see improvement from your kid, your daughter, your son in the game of basketball. Having them go back to their school team this winter, a lot better. Get them out to Shoot 360. Again, can get a membership at both spots. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. The future's happening at Shoot 360.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Been a fun week here on the show. We won't have any football this weekend. Obviously, this was just sort of the standalone, right? They have the induction ceremony of these guys.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
I did read that Steve McMichael, we were talking about yesterday, Mongo, former Bears, 85 on that 85 defense, defensive tackle. He's going to be receiving that bust in his gold jacket at his home. They won't be able to get him up to Canton, obviously. His wife has gone up to Canton. They're going to be coming back with the jacket, and we will see that, I believe, tomorrow.
Yeah.
As part of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Right. Yes, so that's what you'll...
A bunch of former Bears going to go see him. You know, Richard Dent will be there and be pretty touching, I
imagine. That's cool.
It's really cool.
Oof. Yeah.
Doing everything they got to do to get this man in the hall and get him his bust. And like I said, he's literally lived for this. So
no, yeah.
That one will be super emotional.
We won't have any Hall of Famers for a long, long time to celebrate.
Who's we?
The Raiders. It will be quite some time, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Khalil Mack, is he a Hall of Famer?
Might be.
I mean, he did spend some time with us.
Yeah, he's got some numbers, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's probably a Hall of Famer.
For about seven years, he was putting up some big
ones. Our best chance, isn't he?
Probably.
Like in the next 10 years?
Yeah. What if he wants to go in a Bear?
What's he right now, a Charger?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yeah, still a Charger.
He'll
probably want to go in a Raiders.
I think so.
I don't care. We don't need another
Bear.
We have, I think, still the most in the Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
I think we got the most in the Hall of Fame. Or maybe it's most retired numbers, so that's why we can't do it anymore. So don't.
It's a storied franchise. There's no doubt about it.
We're storied, and we're coming back.
We used to be storied.
And you're going to hear, I'm going to chronicle it for you all season long, Brad, because I know how into the Bears you are.
Well, the thing I'm excited about, having heard all the juice last night, is just how amazing this season is going to be for the Bears. A 10-win season, here we come. The golden child arrives, paint and nails and all.
Brad, you're going to have to lock in, bro, because it's going to be a long season.
I can't wait for it. I'm so stoked that they're going to be awesome.
Is Brad locked right now?
He's locked. I can tell Caleb Williams ain't going to be his fantasy quarterback.
Hell no.
Who's your favorite? Yeah. Who are you targeting?
Probably Josh Allen.
Okay. All right.
I love Josh Allen. He was my quarterback last year.
Yeah, I'm going with Anthony Richardson. I'm trying to, you know, there's a lot of running quarterbacks. Like CJ Stroud's going to go high, you know. It used to just be like you'd get Mahomes and Josh Allen. Well, now there's like no.
I haven't heard from Ben Hogan though. Is this going to be your 13th?
And we always wonder if this is the end. It always
feels like the end, doesn't it? And then he rears up.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be ready to do it. Our bodies will tell us it's time.
I will say I don't want to join five leagues again, though. I don't.
It's not fun.
Will you join ours at least?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not.
When you stretch yourself that thin, you're having to watch so many. Do I have that guy? Do I have that guy? That points where you end up. You're having to know everything.
I do the league in this. For A, because I work here, but B, because there is a very nasty, a very very nasty and rude competitiveness with me and Jason.
Yeah.
I definitely have to. I have to do it.
I will tell you, I would love the opportunity to get DJ Moore early, but I'm sure he'll go fast.
I think you got to go top five, top ten. You know, he's got to be first rounder.
I don't know if I'll go first rounder or not, but
is not misinformation. Field Yates says take Christian McCaffrey first.
McCaffrey first.
Yeah, that's real information.
Who would the
I read it today. He said,
who would
still,
the candidates
still
be?
Take Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
He was going wide. Some wide receivers would be a candidate, and he had CD up there.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it.
Jefferson obviously was the first.
I get it because the running game is non-existent.
It is very true.
Is Saquon going to get
And then receptions, because they remember how much they ran him in the slot last year?
Yeah.
And so his receptions were through the roof.
CD, you mean?
CD,
in the,
yes.
Is Saquon's going to get most of the carries in Philadelphia?
Of course.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts going to get most of the touchdowns.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's your guy.
That's the tush push. So he gets the one-yard tutties.
Will it be the same, though, without Kelce in the at center there?
I mean, it may not be, but, I mean, they still have the majority of the rest of that offensive line. They still have Lane Johnson, right? So as long as they got him, okay. I think that it probably will be. But it is an interesting question. It is. I mean, it's going to be different. It's going to be different in Philly, you know? I mean, you're losing one of the best to ever do it. So that's always an adjustment. Anyway, yeah, we'll get the league going.
I'm excited for it, though. Like, last night was a nice appetizer.
It was, for sure.
I know it was preseason, but, like, I'm watching this.
I'll take it all day long.
That's right. Hey, that's going to do it for us here on a Friday. Thanks to Thaddeus Young for joining us on the show. Thanks to Adam Chernoff for hopping on as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.